The Wall Street Journal did a story on me about that, about not being able to be Googled.
With his generic-sounding name, it might be hard to Google the singer-songwriter AM, but it's also hard to miss his music, because every single song from his 2006 album, Troubled Times, was featured in a movie or on TV. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. You might not have heard about AM yet, but you've probably heard some of his songs in HBO's Big Love, or on MTV's The Real World, or on Starbucks Radio. But name recognition's really not what AM's all about, which is good, since we don't actually know his real name. AM might have to start working a little harder to maintain a secret identity, though. His new album, Future Sons and Daughters, is already starting to bring some attention his way. The album is a warm and lush testament to AM's love of vintage radio and influences that range from Philly to Detroit to Brazil. AM stopped by Studio A, and he talked with FUV's Claudia Marshall about those influences and about all those song placements.
How many songs are we talking here?
Well, the whole record got in, you know, and then certain songs got placed multiple times. But I think it's like 80 or something placements overall.
Wow.
Like, you know, but I've had, you know, some music since then, and so it's sort of a grand total. But still, yeah, crazy. You know, I luckily for me, you know, when I finished that first record and nobody wanted to put it out, I sort of was able to move forward anyway, because I was able to, you know, scrape enough money together from people putting it on TV shows and whatnot to, you know, get a band together and get out on the road and keep this whole train moving. So it's really been sort of an amazing gift, that whole thing.
Every time you slip, they can't know. Everyone needs a chance to start over. And who's in charge of love's allocation? Answers never do come easy, and oftentimes your mind will wander with a focus on what you can get tonight. In the end, no one is accountable. What have we done for the ones taking over? Time tells you everything, the right from the wrong, the songs we sing, the sun will set and the sun.
You know, I'd been listening to a lot of Brazilian Tropicália and a lot of Italian soundtrack music and obscure Turkish psychedelia, and just really kind of getting into what was going on in the world in the 60s and 70s outside of the U.S. Because I think a lot of musicians will cite that period as sort of like the golden age of music and pop and rock music, sort of. And what's cool is, like, it was sort of like the golden age everywhere, I find.
Mm.
You know, like, once you start kind of looking around and, you know, different countries putting their spin on pop music, you know, and it's just incredible. So I just been doing a lot of listening, you know. I kind of set out to maybe even do more listening than I did playing for a while, you know, just because I really felt like I needed to kind of expand. And plus, it's just fun. It's like an obsession, you know. You just, it's like every time I get a new album in the mail or something from some place that's only produced like 100 of them because nobody's buying them, and it's Christmas time, you know.
AM, live with It's Been So Long and Grand Opinion. The new album is Future Sons and Daughters. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.